Welcome to the Feed Your Soul with Kim podcast. I'm Kim McLaughlin, and I am your host. I am a licensed psychotherapist, coach, speaker, and best-selling author. I help people when they feel frustrated and overwhelmed, and it shows up in overeating. Today, we are talking about the solar eclipse. Recently, I started to hear about that solar eclipse, and I became fascinated with it and the idea of light and dark and how it applies to intuitive eating, to our lives, and to wellness. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome. I am so excited. I've been working on this talk over the last few days because this is something that happened recently with the solar eclipse. And so I'm calling this talk Solar Eclipse, the power of the darkness to lead us to intuitive eating. That sounds big and bold. And yes, I accept the challenge to see how we can look at the idea of the solar eclipse and how it leads us out of the darkness. And first, I want to ask you, did you see the solar eclipse? Did you watch it? Here in the States, it was a pretty big deal. Lots of people were getting out and looking at the reflection of the sun, special glasses, the whole thing. My husband and I went outside and we didn't have the glasses, but we used the little paper that shows the outline of the solar eclipse. We've done this before, and it was also pretty cool. There were the moon shapes in our plants. If you look down at our plants, the reflection down on the ground, it was pretty cool and pretty interesting. And so I just became fascinated over these past few weeks about the solar eclipse. And I was even amazed because friends of mine traveled to another state to look at the solar eclipse and track what was going on. And I found that fascinating that this really has captured our minds and kind of just the wonderings of it. So it made me think about it and how it's related into our lives about food, overeating, body image, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So first, for those of you who don't know, I think it's good to just go in a little bit about what is a solar eclipse. And so what it is it's when the moon passes between the sun and the earth. So it gets in between the sun and the earth and it casts a shadow on the planet. There are places in the United States, I think Mexico too, where it literally went dark, like it was nighttime. And it was this powerful reminder of the elements and how when the moon gets in between the sun and the earth, we're going to have darkness. And that also the idea that it was temporary, that it didn't last for forever, and it moved in and it moved out. And we also were aware of it and were looking for it and really knew what to do about it. And I think that is some of the metaphors and messages for overeating, for food and for our bodies. So let's talk about that. The idea of the light turns into the dark, turns back into the light. And I think we all know, we've talked about this a lot on the Feed Your Soul with Kim podcast. We talk a lot about the relationship with food and how it feels hard sometimes. And that would be a la the darkness, where we feel guilt and shame and restrictions and angry at ourselves and just heavy from food. And that is that dark shadow time. What we've come to know, as we talked about this a lot in this podcast, is that we can do things to move out of that dark shadow time and back into the light. But we've got to acknowledge and honor that there is this dark moments that come and really become knowledgeable about what do we do. I don't think it goes away where we're ever all beyond it. The food shows up for us as there's difficulties, and that's just life. And so as we were celebrating the solar eclipse, we go, oh, we noticed the moon was going to come in between the sun and the earth. We knew there was a shadow. We knew we'd move on. And I think the same thing happens in life. One of the reasons why I wanted to do a podcast and a talk on the solar eclipse is that my friend Teresa Campos, and I'll put her information below. I love what she talks about. And she had a community workshop where she talked about the symbolism of the solar eclipse. And I found it fascinating because we did some meditations and really getting and writings about what does that darkness mean to us and what's going on. And then how do we move out of those shadows in our life? And I think that once again really fits well with food, with overeating, with body image, with wellness. About noticing that darkness. So what I came away from that talk that she had and some of the questions, and I'll put them below so you'll have them, is what are the shadows in your life with food, with body image, with overeating? And start journaling or recognizing, where am I struggling with food? Where am I struggling in my life? How am I struggling with my body image? And the deeper question that Teresa Campos, she's at teresacampos.com. She talked about and asked about, where is there a lack of forgiveness? That dark shadow can be the idea of, where do we need to forgive? Where is there this heaviness? And where is there anger at ourselves and at others? Those are super good questions. And I use those, I used them in my journal to really look further about what's going on in myself. And it gave me some bigger answers to what I need to do for myself, because those shadow parts are those undiscovered parts that really are looking to break through. And we can use that time because it shows up for all of us at certain points in our life. It might not always be about food, but it can be about a struggle in your life. And I find that darkness of the eclipse is that metaphor to what shows up, what shadows are showing up within me. And as I recognize it, I can move through it and literally let the sun shine, let that moon pass through. So there's sunshine. And that, I think, is the goal, is moving out of that darkness into the light. So how are we going to embrace that? And how can we embrace there being that lesson of the solar eclipse? And one of the things I think that's important that we can get from that solar eclipse is that it's temporary. It's transitory. It moves in and it moves out. It does not stay the same. So if you're feeling alone, in guilt, in shame, in the shadows, it can move out. What we're going to talk about in a little bit is what you can do about that and what you can do to feel like you recognize when the shadow's coming in, but also what can you do to help move it on. And that means that through, I think the way with food is through intuitive eating, where we start recognizing our hunger and fullness, recognize what food means to us, recognize how we're using it to feed our soul, to end emotional disruptions, right? Our emotions, to take care of our emotions. We use it for that, but when we start looking at that shadow part, what can we do differently? And that's literally what we talk about in intuitive eating. So here are some questions that we can start using to go into, what is that deeper aspect? What is that deeper connection that we need in order to move through that shadow point into the light, right? All in a metaphorical kind of understanding. And it showed up in a physical form when we have the solar eclipse. So here's some questions to start wondering about that deeper connection. Where is there some darkness in my life? That's always the starting spot. We talk about that continually on the podcast. We talk about it when I talk, when I'm with clients. Where is some darkness in your life? That would be a great journal question, a great journal question. When you kind of look at what darkness is coming on, what change is calling me? What am I needing to do differently as we honor it? Right? We're not afraid of it. We're not afraid of the shadows. We're not standing back going, I can't look at this. We're really embracing it, going, oh, there's some darkness in my life. What is that? What does that mean for me? having a conversation about it. I like journaling about it, and then I have conversations about it. So, where is there some darkness in my life? What change is calling me? What am I being called to do then about that darkness? And then, where is my support to make this change? We tend to take this on as our problem to solve by ourselves. And we're going to talk in a little bit about some other ways to do it because we can then just stand in the darkness by ourselves, not knowing what to do, not being able to move beyond it, right? So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Hey everyone, this is Kim, and I want to invite you to Emotional Eating Solutions. It is our 8-week self-discovery into learning about yourself and food. What is great about joining Emotional Eating Solutions is that you get it for a lifetime. You get lifetime access and monthly coaching calls live with me where you get to have your questions answered. Check out more at feedyoursoulunlimited.com. Or check in the show notes for the link. Thanks. Bye. One way to move through it is to start finding balance between that dark and the light. And how do we start moving into another way of being? And finding that equilibrium within our lives to recognize what's going on and then finding ways to move out of it. Okay. So how are we going to do that? How are we going to start looking at this? Navigate the challenges was a term that came up. Like, how do we navigate the challenges? And I think one of the ways is to use intuitive eating as a way to harness the power and navigate the challenges. So one of many things, there's so many, I could do hundreds of them, but I just wrote down a few tools that you could start using. One is looking at what's going on through a positive light. By that, I don't mean discount what's going on, but what is the gift in this? What is the value in this? Those, I think, are seeing it in a positive light to start asking yourself questions about, what does this mean for me? What could I do differently? What's calling to me? And asking those more affirmative questions to help move you out of what feels like darkness, right? Also, the idea of practicing self-compassion, I think, is a really important tool. And that becomes loving yourself, honoring yourself, honoring the value that you have, and really increasing that self-compassion for yourself and what's going on. It could be a season of difficulty, of darkness that feels really hard. So how can you have self-compassion for, I do it where I pat myself on the shoulder and I say, this is a client, you pat yourself on the shoulder, go there, there, honey. It's hard right now. And just like the solar eclipse, the moon will come in between, there will be the darkness and it will move on. And we trust that we know it will move on. Another tool, a third tool, is building resilience. And that becomes how you start taking care of yourself in a way that boosts yourself up. It's interesting. I have been doing, since really the first of the year, I have been doing a daily meditation practice. This is, gosh, it's been then 4 months, 4+ months I've been doing it on a daily basis. And this has really had a profound impact in terms of building my resistance. I feel like I'm not so reactive. I'm not so bitey in my comments or as easy to anger. And I can pivot off of feeling really upset because I've built the resilience in myself through, for me, meditation, more inner positive regard. And it just keeps me more elevated. I use what's called positive intelligence. And if you want to learn more about that, shoot me an email and I can send you things on positive intelligence. It has been something that's been a game changer for me. And I will start talking about it more on the podcast about positive intelligence because I have found that it's been really powerful. But what that does is it builds more capacity within me to increase my resilience, increase my self-esteem, and increase my ability to manage things that are difficult. That's just the truth. It begins to help me navigate challenges with grace and with strength. Just like as the moon moves through between the earth and the sun, this too will pass. So, if we're going to look at what kind of things you want to do, I've already made mention of some of them. What could you do? Is one is take a moment and journal or meditate on what changes you're ready to embrace and how you can find balance with your relationship with food, with your body, with your life to really increase that wellness. And those are some major tools I love is journal and meditate. And do it right now after this talk, after this podcast. The other thing to do, and this is what we were talking about earlier, is seek out support from professionals, licensed mental health professionals. If you need some help about how to contact somebody, I'll put it in the notes below about how you can seek some professionals. Really, it just takes Google your city and licensed mental health professional, and you will get lots of people. If you're within the California area, you can look me up. I'm a licensed mental health professional within the state of California. I'd be more than happy to help you with mental health issues. You also could align yourself with a community that shares your same goals and wants to really feel better in their lives, in their body, and around food. And one of the places I recommend is the Feed Your Soul community on Facebook. We really have a positive atmosphere where we can really support each other to feel better around ourselves and around food. The last thing I would suggest, and maybe it should have been first, but come join us in Emotion Leading Solutions. That is our course that helps you move you through peace with food through intuitive eating. And really, I think more than that, it's a wellness program. It's really about how to have wellness in your overall life. We look at it through the lens of food and intuitive eating, but it's really how to have wellness, mind, body, spirit in your life. And I think that's what we're all looking for. So I hope you embrace the idea of the solar eclipse and the idea that, yes, we have the light, we move into darkness, and then we know that we're moving back into the light as the metaphor for our lives. And I thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the Feed Your Soul community and listening. And I love talking with all of you. And I look forward to talking with you again really soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Feed Your Soul with Kim podcast. We love bringing you fresh content to help you end emotional eating and start feeding your soul. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave a comment about our podcast so others can find us.